working so well offensively for this team in the last couple of games?
Offensively, I think it starts with our defense. I think we've taken a big step there, which has helped us offensively. And we've just been working hard for full 60 minutes and playing with each other.
When you see Patrick getting close, what's going through your head? Does it get exciting?
Well, of course, it's exciting. You know, he's a great guy for the team on and off the ice. And obviously, he can play. So it's good to see him out there again.
What's the importance of you guys getting on a roll here heading into the break?
It's really important. You know, we haven't had the best half of this season. So we need to do something. And these last two games have shown that we're going in the right direction. We just need to keep that going.
How much can you learn about this group going into these next couple games? Because when you look at the opponents being Anaheim and San Jose, I mean, top teams in the Pacific, but they play a very obviously tough physical style.
No game in this league is easy. And these two teams are—they're good teams. They're physical. They're big guys. And I think that we got a big team as well. So we just got to match that and do even better and step up.
Does Patrick give you guys an extra boost of confidence back there, or do you notice any difference? Not take anything away from your other minders, but just having his experience back there, him and that.
Well, when you like you said, it's the same with the other goalies. When you see a guy who's feeling confident in there, and making those saves that you would think there's no way he's gonna make that, it gives us a little boost. And you know, he's feeling really good right now, and we're feeling good. I think it's good. It's nice.
A comeback story like that—it's a good story in the media. You see a guy, you know, has a tough spot, comes back. Are you guys susceptible to that? Like, when you look at that, does it? How do you feel about a guy kind of fighting his way back the way he has?
Well, everybody wants to play, right? And you know, he's been working hard down with the Moose, and no doubt he's a great goalie. So you know, seeing him up here right now is obviously good, but you also want your other two goalies to do well, right? So it's it's hard for me to sit here and explain, because there's a reason he's up here. But having him here is we're doing great right now. We got to continue this as a team and see where this goes.
You've been skating better since the conversation we had a few days ago?
Yes. I feel last game I did what I had to do to get back and play my game and play the game that the Jets are playing. I felt good out there. My legs didn't feel great, but I just still kept going. Which is something that I needed to do in those 3-4 games where I didn't skate.
Do you know why you didn't? Was it some fatigue or is it a mental reminder?
No, my legs weren't feeling great, and I haven't had that much where my legs just didn't feel the way they were supposed to, and I think that kind of hit me mentally. I just said to myself, "Okay, I'm too tired. I'm gonna." Save my energy for something later or whatever, right? So I think it's something that I needed to go through, because last game my legs didn't feel any better. And I just kind of said to myself, okay, I'm just going to go out there and skate my ass off the whole game. And it worked, so it was something that I learned.
So you pushed through it.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.